Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Probing BAE.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The British defense giant BAE is likely to face a criminal investigation in the U.S., that according to British press reports. The Guardian newspaper says the Department of Justice is preparing a corruption inquiry into the British firm. We get more from Stephen Beard in London.
Quoting sources in Washington, The Guardian says it's 99% certain that BAE will be investigated for bribery. The company is alleged to have made secret payments of $2 billion to a Saudi prince. The payments apparently relate to a massive arms deal between BAE and Saudi Arabia. The Guardian says the Department of Justice is interested because the payments were made through an American bank account. This could be highly damaging for BAE. It's currently trying to take over an American arms firm and generate more business with the Pentagon. If there is an investigation, it would be even more embarrassing for the British government. Prime Minister Tony Blair pulled the plug on an official British corruption inquiry after pressure from the Saudis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Most Asian markets closed higher today. In Tokyo, the Nikkei rose 109 points. European shares are advancing as well. And on Wall Street yesterday, the bulls were running again. The Dow powered up 187 points to 13,482. The Nasdaq pushed forward 32 points. It opens today at 2582. And the S&P pulled ahead 22 points to 1515. In a couple of hours, we'll have the latest producer price index data. Analysts expect a moderate increase for the month of May. The price of oil is eased slightly. Right now, light crude is around $66.40 a barrel. Neither high gas prices or long drives to work are persuading people to carpool. Figures from the Census Bureau show more people than ever are driving alone to work, and carpool figures are dropping. However, the number of people taking public transit seems to be holding steady. More than a million people in the U.S. are living with HIV, the virus which causes AIDS. About a quarter of them don't know they're infected. Most agree that finding and treating those people will improve public health, but there's no agreement on the best way to do that. Janet Babin has more from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control thinks the best way to find and treat people with HIV is mass screening. It recommends doctors test everyone 13 to 64. But a new study from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health questions that strategy. It said mass screening would cost $864 million and detect about 57,000 new HIV cases a year. For the same money, targeting and testing high-risk people would be three times more effective. Professor David Holdgrave led the study.
Even if you invested the same in both kinds of programs, you would have more diagnoses, more infections prevented, and at a lower cost per infection prevented with a more targeted counseling and testing campaign.
Holdgrave says many people who have HIV don't have a regular doctor to recommend screening. He found that the best way to get more people tested is to target high-risk groups and counsel them beforehand. That encourages them to follow through. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If you hate wearing a suit and tie to work, you're going to love this story. China is urging office workers to wear T-shirts instead of suits. Why? Well, because air conditioners can be turned down to save energy. Perhaps it's no coincidence this news comes the same week that some central government offices suffered through a day without air conditioning as a way to try and cut energy use. Last year, China vowed to cut energy consumption 20% by the year 2010. However, the feverish growth of the economy has made that target difficult to reach. I guess in the typical office hierarchy, there will be fewer suits at the office.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, in recognition of graduates pursuing careers in health and science and the teachers who inspired them. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese. That were from the Department of Health. So it's no surprise that weight loss drugs are a big business. This week, a panel of experts advising the FDA said a European obesity drug called Acomplia is unsafe. They said the drug doubles the rate of suicidal thoughts and behavior in the people who take it. Critics of weight loss drugs say all such medications come with some kind of potentially dangerous side effect. That's one reason the FDA requires consumers to get a prescription. But that ends tomorrow when GlaxoSmithKline starts selling a new over-the-counter pill just in time for summer. From New York, Jamie Burden reports.
GlaxoSmithKline set up temporary shop in New York's Union Square last week to push its new weight loss drug to the public. The company calls the new pill Ally, as in your ally or partner. New Yorker Nelly Guzman stopped by the display.
Before I got over here, I was looking at my reflection on the glass, you know, of the businesses, and I was looking at my weight, and I wasn't impressed. I didn't like the way I look. I said, I want to make a change.
GlaxoSmithKline has spent $150 million trying to reel in customers like Nelly Guzman. Steve Burton is a vice president for weight control with the company. He says taken along with diet and exercise, Ally makes it easier to lose weight by blocking the amount of fat the body absorbs.
We want to get the message out that based on the science, successful weight loss is modest, that if you can lose 5% of your initial body weight, that provides substantial proven benefits to your health.
Ally isn't really a new drug. Its active ingredient is orlistat, which is used in a prescription obesity drug called Xenical. Ally is GlaxoSmithKline's low-dose version of Xenical. It's half the strength of Xenical, but GlaxoSmithKline says Ally's still highly effective. Morgan Downey is with the Obesity Society. He likes Ally because that active ingredient, orlistat, has been used successfully and safely in the past.
Now, for the consumer who is looking for that over-the-counter solution, there's going to be something that has been subject to the rigorous scrutiny as a drug by the FDA rather than really kind of getting on the market through a loophole.
Analysts predict as many as 6 million Americans will use Ally. One reason, it's a lot cheaper than the prescription alternative. Xenical will run you more than $200 a month if you don't have insurance. A one-month supply of Ally will sell for just $60. In New York, I'm Jamie Bedrin for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.